6, 20 been there, 20 been there, they got 20, 20, 30, 40, 6, 40, 50, 40.
There's a new voice calling the shots at the Amundi and Woodford sale yards. After 35 years in the industry, cattle agent and auctioneer Mike Wheeler has sold his management rights. But that's because he wants to retire. He says he still firmly believes in the future of small sale yards.
I genuinely think there's a need, or there'll be a market for these small yards, Amundi and Woodford. I know there's been a rationalisation of sale yards throughout Queensland, but small producers need somewhere to market small numbers of cattle. We operate for a large number of small vendors. Typically, if we had sell 300 or 320 head of cattle in Woodford, we'd be operating for 50 or 60 vendors. Of those vendors, I guess I probably have two or three professional cattlemen. The rest have jobs elsewhere. So, it is a different game, but it's the nature of the beast.
Is there money to be made in this?
Look, I think these small producers that have 10 or 20 or 30 cows, I mean, if they can make enough money to pay their rates and enjoy themselves and have a lifestyle, I think it's well worthwhile. These small holdings are not a financial license print money, but they make a contribution, absolutely.
What about an agent, though?
Well, if you'd asked me that in 2014, I would have said absolutely terrible. Asking me that today, it's been a fantastic run. I mean, the average values of livestock back in 2014 were probably $200 or $250. Today, we're looking at yardings averaging $8, $9, $10, or $1,000. So, you know, it doesn't take a smart person to work out 5% of $1,000 is a lot better than 5% of $200.
So you're going out on a high.
I think that in the business cycle, the answer is yes to that question.
From the introduction of the National Livestock Identification Scheme to the rising popularity of online cattle auctions, Mike Wheeler has witnessed sweeping transformations to the industry throughout his career as an agent and auctioneer.
Oh, dear, I've seen some really significant changes. I started in 1979 in Dalby. And I guess the major change was the 2002 introduction of NLIS. I've seen the proliferation of private agents in Queensland. I've seen the demise of the pastoral houses. We've seen the rationalisation of sale yards, market ups and downs. So there's been lots and lots of things happened over the last 30-odd years. The most important thing in marketing cattle still is the personal relationships that go on with those sort of deals, and that hasn't changed. That's been a consistent throughout the 35 years I've been in the industry, and you can't stop the evolution of the industry, you can't stop the change, you can't stop progress, and you've got to embrace those changes, the NLIS changes, the software changes, the approach to marketing has got to be changed, livestock marketing in terms of just sale by description. All those things need to be encompassed.
Talking to some friends, they were saying in the early days, you wouldn't even go to your bank manager if you're a cattle producer without talking to your livestock agent first. That's changed a bit.
that's really changed. I started with what was the pastoral house Primac in 79, and those big pastoral houses at the time were financiers as well as marketers of livestock. Today, those big companies don't exist. The business model that they operated on has changed, so the banks become now the lenders rather than the pastoral houses.
Unprecedented times almost at the moment in terms of the cattle prices. What are you seeing on the ground?
It's the best I've ever seen it, but with every steep rise in the market, market corrections will take place. It is undoubtedly we're in uncharted waters. The rural producers need a sustained period of high prices to start putting back some infrastructure into their properties, homes, fences, yards, waters. So we need some sort of stability over at least the next 12 or 18 months. My concern is whether these price levels can be sustained. I mean, the meat processing companies have to make a profit, the feedlotters have to make a profit, the producers have to make a profit, and the industry will only survive and prosper if all those sectors are making money together. Now, if the processing industry is doing it tough, ultimately it will reflect on the price of the cattle.
Funniest story you've seen in your career?
Perhaps the funniest story was the calf getting out of the sale yards in Woodford, running down the main street, ducked in through the Mitre 10 shop and out the back door. So that created a stir. That was quite a good one.